know, someday we're going to look back on all this and we're going to laugh nervously and change the subject.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One hot Tuesday when our kids were smaller, 10 boys showed up to help us celebrate our son's 10th birthday party. This was not one of my wiser decisions. They spent the afternoon breaking water balloons over each other's pointy heads, and when the rain rolled in, they hustled inside to drip all over everything. Then they dismantled our basement, piece by piece. One of them discovered that if you hit a golf ball real hard with a hockey stick, it will go through the glass on a French door. As my wife peeled me off the ceiling, I told her about the good old days when parents didn't invite the entire Western Hemisphere to birthday parties. She smiled. "Here, try this cake," she said. Today's birthday party has changed. Some parents hire clowns, rent theme parks, and employ petting zoos. A New York mother recently hired a ballet company to perform the Nutcracker Suite for her 6-year-old and 6 friends. Children who are guests at parties these days get more presents than I did when I was the main attraction. So there we were at my son's party, and once I herded 10 10-year-olds up from the basement, they swarmed our table, inhaling gourmet hot dogs. Next, my son ripped open a wide assortment of gifts. Lego, water guns, a CD by a group called Angry People Killing Chickens, or something like that, and 4 gift certificates for video rentals. Remember those days? "We're bored," said the kids when they heard the word video. "Let's watch movies." The last time my son attended a birthday party, they had a sleepover. Actually, it was an awake-over. "It was so cool," he told me when he finally woke up. "We stayed up till 4 watching movies and playing Nintendo." "Did you talk?" I asked him. "Nah," he said. "We had 4 TVs. It was so cool." I promised the kids something fun if they loaded the dishwasher, but they pointed water pistols at me and demanded that we watch movies. I said, "Did you know that watching TV kills brain cells? I didn't have TV when I was a kid. It's why I'm so smart." They stared at me like I was a real live dinosaur. "You didn't have TV?" They gasped in amazement. "What did you do?" "I played, invented things, used my head for more than a hat rack." "Nah," they said, "let's watch a movie." So I took them downstairs to the dartboard. "Let's play pin the dart on your foreheads," I said. No one laughed. They sulked. They had lost their sense of humor. So I drew up a chart and cheered them on in the first ever Callaway Invitational Dart Classic. Soon the smiles returned. When the rain lifted, we headed to the backyard. "We're bored," they said. "Let's watch movies, tons of them." I said, "Let's play pickle." They had never heard of it. Pickle is easy. 2 of you don baseball gloves and stand on blankets 50 feet apart. Someone yells, "Pop fly!" and throws a tennis ball in the air. The others try to get from one blanket to the other without being tagged. 3 tags, you're out. The kids went crazy. They screamed. They panicked. They laughed. Then they told me, "This is the best party ever." "Better than movies?" I asked. "Better than movies." We live in an empty nest now, but we're surrounded by what we call memory marks. That French door is one of them. I still haven't replaced the pane of glass in the thing. Maybe it's because I need a small reminder that life zings by. So celebrate each chance you get. A reminder that Moses wasn't kidding when he wrote in the 90th Psalm, "Teach us how short our lives really are, so that we may gain a heart of wisdom." I think the best parties are the simplest ones, the ones where laughter is heard and games played, where children are loved and prayed with. And one where they take golf balls and hockey sticks outside, far, far away from French doors.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.